Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's talk about a little bit what's going on with the Chiefs, because you and I have talked a lot about this. And I think this should change some of the national narrative for the people who are convinced the Chiefs are going to take a guard with the early picks in the draft. Because yesterday, Andy Reid spoke to the media and was talking a little bit about like what they're going to do at guard. I don't know if you have that clip or not. I don't think I do.
Yeah, there's no audio of it, but Andy Reid said that Kingsley and Caliendo are going to compete for the starting job at left guard heading into the 2025 season. Once again, why I know there can be smoke screen stuff, but why I have no interest in drafting a guard before the back portion of the draft, as in basically the seventh round in particular.
Yeah.
Unless, once again, you are worried that you're not going to get Trey Smith's deal done long term. Otherwise, if you have Caliendo and Kingsley competing for the left guard spot, I think it'd be kind of silly to draft a guard in the first or second round and have a third name competing. There wouldn't be a competition at that point. I don't know.
Then it's a crowd.
I think you have your guard set up for the next year or two. Not saying Kingsley's going to win the job. Maybe it'll be Caliendo. Who knows, right? I think you want Kingsley to win it if you're the Chiefs organization, given where you drafted him and everything like that. But that to me should solidify the questions around the guard draft projections that some mocks had him take. Like somebody once still had them taking a guard in the first round. It makes zero sense to me.
After that comment?
No, not after the comment a week ago.
I do not, honestly, it better be after the fifth round if they're taking a guard. Why? Like, otherwise, the Kingsley pick, like, if you take a guard in the first three rounds of this draft, you have announced to the world, Kingsley is a bust. It's done. It's over. Guy can't play. Because if you don't even think he can compete for a spot at guard against a guy who started at guard for this team for five or six games last year, well, then you're announcing to the world he can't play, because you're putting the other guy ahead of him too. I think if you take a second round guard, you take a third round guard, well, then I'm favoring him above Kingsley to get the job. And you've already announced he can't play tackle. You said he'll be competing at guard. You've taken him out of the tackle mix. He's not a tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. That ship has sailed. So if you're down to just guard and then you draft another high one, you're saying he can't play. And I don't think that's the case. I'm not ready to call Kingsley a full-blown bust, as in a guy who can't work for the Chiefs. I have a million times watched failed tackles go to guard. I've seen guys who played tackle in college go to guard. He was a limited player. There's a reason why he was available in the 60s in the second round. The possibility of guard was always a thing. I think we might have mentioned it as a possibility the day he was drafted. We were hoping he would work out at left tackle, and he started the season as a left tackle, but this was always a possibility, so I don't see any reason to think differently. I don't see guard being anywhere near their early draft thought process.
I'd be pretty surprised, especially with those comments. This is where you have to be careful when you hear comments from GMs and coaches heading into the draft and what's real, what's not. This doesn't feel like there's any reason to be trying to mislead anybody with that. Kingsley and Caliendo competing for left guard makes all the sense in the world, given the personnel, given the resources you already put in, as you said, to Kingsley, even if now he's going to be a converted tackle to a guard, which, by the way, happens in the league all the time. It's disappointing that he's not going to be a left tackle in this league, but that's now in the past. You have to find a way. Can he become a starting guard for multiple years for you? Is he good enough to do that? And if he is, then as a second round pick, we'll look back years from now and say, all right, that worked out okay, especially if they eventually get a long-term left tackle. But
guard in the 60s is totally fine if you get a three-year starter out of him.
Right. So I think you know going into camp, that should be a battle to keep an eye on, and that'll be a good one. Caliendo got plenty of experience last year when they moved Joe Tooney, of course, to left tackle. And at times, Caliendo looked good. Other times, it was a little bit of struggle. I think it was in run blocking in particular at times that wasn't as strong from what they had with, of course, Joe Tooney. No kidding. Sure. It's going to be a drop-off no matter who you have at left guard when Joe Tooney was your left guard the year before.
I guess the way I look at this is that I'd be surprised, knowing the Chiefs' patience, that they were willing to just write a player off in year two. Let's go through the players who haven't even, like, fully performed to the level that the Chiefs would have expected. Sky Moore, McCole Hardman, Felix Anudike Uzama, Clyde Edwards-Alaire. Have I mentioned a single player that they didn't go into the year two still thinking that person was a regular part of what they were going to do? No. Every single one of them they had a plan for. Like Sky Moore, they were still talking out of camp in year two like he was wide receiver one or two. It didn't work out, but I mean, they were still fully aboard the like Sky Moore train as an organization in year two. It'd just be the antithesis of what they've done as an organization. I also just think the talent plays there. I think his size plays there. I think some of the lack of mobility and getting beat off the edge and some of the stuff that happened with Kingsley at left tackle is not as big of a problem at guard. I think there's just more flexibility in his play style in thinking that that should work. And so when I hear Andy Reid say that, I think he's not trying to signify it because he tries to play his cards close to the vest. But you should take that as a, they're not taking guard in the first round. They're not going to take Tyler Booker if he falls to 31. They're not taking a guard in those first few picks, I don't think, until they get later in the round. Look, if it's pick 90, what is it, 6? Or whatever they have in the third round?
66 and 95.
95. If it's, that's why I was getting confused. If it's pick 95 in the third round, I'm not going to blow a gasket over it. But, like, I would be looking after that pick if I'm still thinking guard and competition at that. Because worst case scenario, and like a Trey Smith guy emerges and he does beat out Kingsley, well then I'm glad you spent a fifth round pick on it, right? I'm glad you made the decision you did. But knowing that you can find starting guards at those positions, and it's not a good guard class according to most people. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I watched 400 hours of college football and know I'm trusting the draft experts. They tell us it's not a good guard class. Well, then even less sense to be picking a guy early.